السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18. And our starting point is verse number 18 as well. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us of this group of youngsters. They were such youngsters that the king threatened to execute them, but because they were so young, he said, I'll give you one day chance. When he asked them who did they believe in, they said, Rabbuna Rabbus Samawati wal Ard. We believe only in one Allah. He is the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the heavens and the earth. لَنَّدُؤُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَاهَا. We will never call and never worship anybody else. This was the iman they displayed in front of the tyrant. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalu jihad, the best jihad is, Man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. When you speak the truth in front of the tyrant ruler, where you know your death could happen any time, could take place any time, you could be executed. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when people lie against Almighty Allah, who can be a bigger zalim oppressor than that person? So all these people who are mushrikeen, kafirin, either they're rejecting Almighty Allah and the articles of faith, or they invent and fabricate lies against Almighty Allah by saying he has a son or a daughter or partners, Allah forbid. So that is the height of kufr and shirk. These were the people when Almighty Allah gave them shelter in the Kahf, in the cave. Yanshur lakum rabbukum min rahmatihi. Almighty Allah scattered his mercy upon them. This is a very big lesson for us. When we make dua, always beg Almighty Allah for his special mercy. Because Almighty Allah states, wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay. And we find that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, he made special dua and he asked Almighty Allah, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 151. Whenever we make dua, say, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we beg of you that you include us in your special mercy, O Almighty Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, and you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala arranged for them, made everything easy for them. When you see the sun rising, then they were on their right hand side. And then when the sun was setting, they were there on the left hand side. So remember all this, you know, today. If you just take an easy example. When a person is sick, Allah forbid, for a long period, that person is in clinic or hospital, 1 year, 2 years, they develop bad sores and what have you. So yeah, Almighty Allah made the arrangements for them. That dhalika min ayatillah. These are the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, the manifestation of his power. So in today's lesson, Almighty Allah telling us Surah 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 18. Now where is all this taking place? Remember, no person in the world can say 100% they know where it took place. When we visit Amman in Jordan, then they have there the Kahf, the Ashabul Kahf they call it. So some ulama say that is the place. We've been there several occasions. If you go to Syria, they have a cave there, and there also we went, and they say that is Ashabul Kahf. If you go to Turkey, there also they say. So all this is speculation. No one can say with 100% certainty that this is the exact place. Remember, it is more speculation, and we say, Wallahu A'lam, only Almighty Allah knows 100% what is the truth. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاذًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. If you had to go there that time whilst they were in the cave, you will think that they are awake, and they are أَيْقَاذ, that they are awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ, but they were sleeping whilst they were sleeping. So they were sleeping, but the impression to the onlooker observer was that you will think that they are awake. That sometimes their eyes are open and so forth, or their eyes are open all the time or most of the time. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. So you, the person, you would think and consider them that they awake. وَهُمْ رُقُود وَوْحَالِيَّا. Whilst they were asleep, fast asleep. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And we would turn them to the right-hand side and the left-hand side, so that Almighty Allah made these arrangements for them, that while they were fast asleep, sometime turning to the right, sometime turning to the left, all this, the manifestation of the mercy, enough oxygen, everything was coming to them. Almighty Allah showing us that He can do anything, everything, and He has absolute power and control over everything. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. And the dog that went with them, some ulama wrote that the dog's name was Kitmir. This is not the wahi revelation, this is Mufassirin, some commentators wrote that. بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ. So now he, that dog, he had his paws and all that stretched out, بِالْوَصِيدِ, they're outside. Like you know, by the veranda. So there outside, so outside the cave there. So there's a dog, and inside there are the Ashabul Kahf, the seven of them. So they are there, therefore they call them the cave of the seven sleepers. So nevertheless, so they, the dog is there. Here there is a discussion, you must remember, that in our Sharia, is it permissible to keep dogs? So there are three maslas here. If a person keeps a dog as a pet, remember that definitely is not permissible and is a considered a major, major sin. Number two, if a person keeps dog for security purposes, for the house, the shop, or the farm, or what have you, so all that will be considered permissible. The third one will be that the person now has a dog, and the dog, he uses it for hunting purposes. So remember, that is permissible. All the fuqaha and the jurists agree the khinzir, the swine, is bumper to bumper, top to bottom, najasul ayn, that napak, impure. But remember, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and them say that even the dog is napak, najasul ayn, bumper to bumper, top to bottom. So therefore, according to Imam Shafi rahimahullah, you touch the dog touches you anywhere, so that will be considered as napak, impure. So we need to understand these basic rules regarding the dog story. So yeah, it was, like we will say, for guarding purposes. So that is permissible. So in our Sharia also. Another issue, some ulama have written, that these animals that are mentioned in the Noble Quran, so they will be in Jannat also. Remember, this is an opinion. It is not something that 100% all the ulama have agreed on. But some ulama have said, for example, the Hudhud, that is of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's time. Or for example, Baqaratun Safra, that yellow cow and so forth. So all these type of animals that are mentioned, some ulama have said that they will be in Jannah. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. And whilst the dog was there with its paws outstretched there on the veranda on the outside. So inside they are there, and there by the mouth of the cave, so the dog is there. Allah Ta'ala describes it. لَوِطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So if you went there for the information to see, عليهم, just to get information, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا, then you will have turned around out of fright and take a flight from there. It was such a sight, frightening, scary, that like your horror, you know, people would just feel that this is not a comfortable place. Therefore, sometimes centuries after that, that some people, ulama went, so some ulama objected. But now if you go, it is permissible, obviously, that, but some ulama said in those days, that even then they would get frightened and overawed and so forth. لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. You will turn away from them taking flight because of the fright that you will get. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. And you will be filled with ru'ub. So remember, that is that the rob and the fear and the awe will overtake you. So this whole story is to show us, this incident is to show us the qudrat, the power, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah categorize it into 3-4 different categories. Number one, when it happens, something is extraordinary to Anbiya, messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, you call it mu'jiza, mu'jizat. So that is, it renders human being helpless, hopeless, we can never ever challenge it. You see Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam throwing the stick and it turns into a serpent and a snake. We see Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam curing the lepers and the children and the people born blind. We see Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam not going to any teacher, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited 6,236 verses, 114 surahs. So all these are miracles, mu'jizat. Then you find the second category, and that is that the pious people, the awliyaullah, the ibadur rahman, the pious servants of Allah. They are not Anbiya, but they are awliyaullah. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala lets them. Certain things happen to them, and that is karamatul awliya haqqun, that we believe in that. Example from Quran. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab. Her guardian Zakariya alayhi salatu salam would enter their inner chamber and he would find food there, fruit there. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada inda rizqa. He found the food, the fruit there. Qala ya Maryamu anna laki hadha. From where are you getting all this? Qalat huwa min indillah. She said, it's from Allah. So that's a karamat. Allah is honoring, elevating the rank and status of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now these people, the seven sleepers, remember for 300 years they slept, all that we'll discuss. Remember that this is karamatan lahum. To honor them in your youth, you place your trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is enveloping you with His special, special mercy. I just told you just now the dua to read. Surah 7, Surah Araf, verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. O beloved Allah, include us in your mercy. So these youngsters, when they just entered the cave or about to enter, they read the dua which we did already. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. O Almighty Allah, you grant us from your side a special, special mercy. Wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. You arrange and organize for us, Ya Allah. Min amrina rashada. That our matters, our affairs, the best, Ya Allah. That give us such arrangements is the best for us. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla Wala elevated them. Whoever reads the Quran will be intrigued by this event and this incident. What great these people were. And the dog also went with. And that dog also became elevated. Suhbat Sali, Sali Kunan. Suhbat Tali, Tali Kunan. When you go with pious people, even the dog became important. And a person who is proud, arrogant, he's in Jannah. But remember, doesn't want to accept the truth, then Almighty Allah expels him and kicks him out from Jannah forever. And that is what happened to Iblis and the Shaitan. So big, big lesson for all of us there. So for Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, it is mu'jizat. And for the awliyaullah, it is karamat. And then for the Muslims, Muslims who are open sinners, fasik, fajir, and non-Muslims, that they do things that are like extraordinary or not the normal things. For example, you will see the Muslim walking on water, but he doesn't read Salat regularly and so forth. Or the non-Muslim walking through the fire and so forth. Or they take the swords and they cut themselves and no blood comes out. So that you call istidraj. It is not karamat. It is istidraj. Give a thief, a crook, enough rope to hang himself. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will take them stage by stage. We give them respite and extension in time. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. My plan for them is very, very powerful. Remember, Allah will decimate and destroy them. Allah gave the Pharaoh so much wealth, so much power. He got drunk with that power and wealth. He even claimed and said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am the supreme being. I am divinity in the form of humanity. He claimed he's Allah, Allah forbid. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala drowned him and saved his body for humanity and posterity. So that is called istidraj. So today when you see all these things happening, remember that it's got nothing to do with mu'jiza, nothing to do with karamat. It's Muslims who are fasik, fajir, openly. You must remember some of them are murtad also. And you will find the people who are non-Muslims, they do these type of things. So that falls in the category of istidraj. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has honored these youngsters. Therefore, Surah Kahf is a lesson for the youth and the whole strata of society. So all these are lessons for the youth. Put your trust in Almighty Allah and see how Almighty Allah will elevate you when we are sincere, devoted and dedicated. وَكَذَلِكَ بَأَثْنَاهُمْ. And similarly, we resurrected them. Meaning that after the 300 years, the solar years, 309 lunar years, لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ, so that they will question one another. How long did we sleep? Some of them said, Yom, or Ba'da Yom, that one day's portion of the day. Some said, Allah alone knows. So when it was told to them, they were shocked. You must remember. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنُهُمْ كَمَ لَبِثْتُمْ. So after 3 centuries, now they woke up. So one of them asked, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمَ لَبِثْتُمْ. How long did you sleep? How long did you stay here in this cave?
قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. So one group said that we stayed here one day or a portion of the day. Why? Because some ulama say that in a case like that, that it was sunrise when they entered and now it was sunset. So therefore they said it was, or they entered sunset and night came sunrise. So whatever it was, so therefore they said one day or a portion of the day. Labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm. So it is one day or a portion of the day. The second group said, قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ. They said, your Allah sustainer alone knows. أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. So Almighty Allah alone knows how long you stayed here in this cave. This is a very, very big lesson for us. We must remember that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, that when they were questioned, and immediately they would not give an answer, because they would wait for wahi and revelation. And the scholars, many a time when they were posed questions, Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked 48 questions or so, and 35, 34 times or whatever he said, La Adri, I don't know. Malaika and angel said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. Everlasting glory be to you, Ya Allah. We don't know. So even Malaika and angels would say, I don't know. But today we want to say we know everything. If you get the crooked Maulana or Mufti or whatever, and he doesn't know, then he feels shy to tell the people. So he'll say, no, there's difference of opinion on that. Remember, that is misleading to the people. So there is no shame in saying, I don't know. So each one of us must remember this. We say, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. That is what we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They would say, Allah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know the best. So Almighty Allah always knew. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to know through wahi and revelation. And remember that they know the best. So we don't know. So therefore, this is a very good answer. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. Therefore, when we sign a fatwa and all that, it's not compulsory, but better an etiquette. In the ending, if you're writing in Arabic, you say, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِالصَّوَابِ. Almighty Allah alone knows what is the correct one. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. And you just say, Allah knows the best. So all that is there. So we should be also using this type of terms when we don't know, we're not sure of something. Nevertheless, 300 years they stayed in that cave. That is solar years. And if you take lunar years, 309, because you know every year, 10 days, 11 days, it is a difference between the lunar year and the solar year. So they were very, very hungry. So when you are hungry, but now they said we got some coins and all that in our pocket, and so we want to eat. فَبَأَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ. Hence now you send one of you. So among them they said, send one of you. بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ. With this silver coin, with this silver, وَرِق. Warik refers to the genuine silver. So you take this silver coin, هَذِهِ, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, to the town. So they still under the impression that that king who threatened them, who intimated, who said that he will execute them, he's alive. They don't realize 3 centuries have passed. إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ. And then see. أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. Where you can get the purest of food. Subhanallah. Imagine they were so hungry, but yet they were looking for طَيِّب. Such food that is azka, the purest type of food. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam, Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibat. Consume that which is pure and wholesome. So if we want to really taste halawatul iman, we really want to taste, remember the beauty of Islam, then an iman, then remember the prerequisite for it is we eat and consume halal and tayyiba. Not things that are haram or things that are mushtaba and doubtful. Like today, remember that we just eat almost anything, everything. So that is why we find there's so many problems in our society. Husband, wife are fighting, parents, children are fighting, partners are fighting, because what we consume, that must come out. And wa'amalu saliha, when you eat and consume that which is pure, it will motivate, inspire the person to do the righteous deeds. In that hunger, they still had their true iman. This is how Almighty Allah elevated their rank, karamat and lahum. So now the lesson for humanity, for you and me. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَاتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْ. Then they must bring it for you. From there the risk, you bring the sustenance, the food and so forth. But you must be very careful, because maybe that police is there, that army is there, that king, maybe his spies are walking around. All these thoughts are going in their mind. فَلْيَاتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنُ وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And remember that you must be very, very polite, very, very kind. In our Quran, some of them you will see the word وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ is written bold. That very, very big compared to the other words and other letters. And if you read on the side, they will tell you Nisful Qur'ani bi'itibari adadil huruf. So they tell you that this is half the Qur'an if you count the letters in the noble Qur'an and so forth. So this is, according to some ulama, the halfway stage of the noble Qur'an if you count in the letters. So therefore they wrote it very big like that. So it doesn't mean that now that we must now go put it like that. Remember, if you don't put it like that, there's no problem. Like you see in the Arab world, they don't put it like that, so that is permissible. This is just our Indo-Pak style and so forth, that now they write it but bigger, just to show you that now, if you're counting the letters and the huruf, then you have reached the halfway mark. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. So be polite, be kind, so you don't attract attention to you. وَلَا يُشْئِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. And you must not inform anybody that we are here in the cave, because the police, the army, the king, all of them will come, all these worries. Lo and behold, the one person goes, and now he's got that coins, hungry, the others are waiting. When he goes to that shopkeeper, let's say, and he looks at that coin, he say, who are you? Now he's already worried. He said, you know, there was a ruler. What happened to him? He said, that ruler died so many centuries ago. Hundreds of years ago he died. And so forth. So he said, we ran away from him. We took refuge there in the cave. And now the matter started becoming famous. Now their cover was blown, as we would say in the English language. Here there is food for thought. Almighty Allah says that these Ashab Kahf, these seven sleepers, they stayed in the cave for 300 years. But the Shia, la'anahumullah, they tell us their Imam Ghaib, their 12th Imam, is there for 12 centuries almost. Can we believe it? Almost 12 centuries is there. So all this are lies, fabrication. And remember, they say he will come with the real Quran, with 17,000 verses and so forth. So all these are fabrications. This alone is enough to make a person a non-Muslim and kafir. When they say that this Quran we have is not the original Quran, and the original Quran is there by the Imam Ghaib and the Mahdi and so forth. So all these are fairy tales and fabrications. He is not Ayatullah, he is Ayatul Shaitan. And there is no person like that there. This is the figment of the Shia's imagination. So always you must understand what the Quran is teaching us, what the Ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching, and what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their fatwa and verdicts. Then we go to the four schools, the Shafi'is, Hanafis, Malikis, Ambalis. That is Dinul Islam. And other fairy tales of the Shias and Qadianis and all that has no place at all in Islam. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala keep us steadfast on Iman and Islam, and we die with perfect Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.